Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Keeping It Real with Beth and Darren. It's the weekend edition.
Good morning, everyone. It's very bright in here today.
Yeah, I finally bought new light bulbs. We've been having an issue with our light bulbs, and I was having this...
The issue is that we weren't changing them.
Right, we weren't changing them. I thought it was so bad we were going to have to call the electrician. But
we still might.
We still might, but right now they seem to be working like a charm, and according to... After I bought them in Staples yesterday, according to the packet, it says they should last another 7 to 9 years. So if we're still here, we say the plan is only to stay here for 6. So the new family will move in, and they'll have a year left of light in the kitchen before it all goes.
We're going to get this house in tip-top shape. Tip-top shape for somebody else.
There exactly, exactly. Right now, we have a couple of minor repairs that need to be handled, and right now they're not happening because we have other expenses, as we mentioned every day.
We ended up having a very special Valentine's Day today, right? You, me, and our son.
Yes.
We went to a nice little dinner yesterday. Well, actually, it wasn't
not
very nice.
No.
No, it wasn't.
There's a place.
It was nice because it was the three of us.
Right,
together.
Right. There's a place.
It would be nice if our daughter joined us too, but she went out with her friends.
Right, and then we had to pick her up. And
right.
That's
a whole other issue.
Anyway, so you know how we talk about restaurants that we love. Well, this is one that...
That we don't.
Yeah, this is one that we've tolerated because it's in close proximity to the movie theater that we went to last night because we wanted to see Black or White, and it wasn't playing in that many theaters. So it was playing in Portchester. And we wound up... I had said, well, why don't we go for, like, Chinese-Japanese option? And the only decent or the only option that was really close by was a place that... literally directly across the street from the movie theater. So we went in.
I keep saying I don't know. I don't know why we go back to that movie theater. Mm-hmm. This is a movie theater in Portchester. We hate it.
It was because the movie was playing there. It was just that it was either that or New Rock City. So those were our two options. In New Rock City, the food options would have been Applebee's or Friday's or some other, like, you know, more fast foody kind of place. So I figured, okay, this is a little bit better than that. But either way, I don't like the big movie theaters. I like the old.
I mean, the food was okay. The service was poor at best. I think I'm being generous.
No, the service was terrible. The guy kept on getting everything wrong.
I'm trying to be nice. Remember, I'm trying to be nice.
I know, you're trying to be nice. I'm not.
Yesterday, we were driving, and there were a bunch of Orthodox Jews walking up the street, and they were basically taking up the entire street that I couldn't pass. They were just walking up back from services. And I was just, going kind of slow, just waiting for them to sort of part the Red Sea and just move to the side so I could pass, but they weren't. And Beth was getting very, very aggravated. And she's like, you need to beep your horn. I'm like, no, I'm not beeping my horn. They'll eventually walk over to the side. And she was getting really angry, and I was just like, just gotta relax, whatever, it's not a big deal.
I get it, but I just felt like, what was interesting was that there was a group of older men on the right side, and they moved over, and they were very courteous. And then there was a younger guy who was like, had a bag, and he was swinging the bag. And like,
right.
I just kind of feel like there's that attitude of like, I'm not going to move. I'm just going to keep going about my business.
Beth got really agitated. And I was like, to me at that moment, it wasn't that big a deal. I was just slowing down the car. I knew where we had to go. I knew it wasn't that frustrating to me. So I just basically said, no, when they move over, they move over. And that was it. Unlike how I got yesterday at the movie theater, when there were a bunch of older teens in the back of the theater that walked in. And as soon as they walked in, I'm like, this is going to be trouble. And they were just, we went to go see the movie Black or White. And this was not a movie to be watching where you have some loud, obnoxious teens in the back shouting, moving from chair to chair, giggling, doing all the things that you would just hate if you were at a movie theater.
And the thing with this movie theater is that there are 15 movies to go to. So, do you need to be, like, in a movie that you don't want to be in and disturbing other people? The movie theater was pretty empty.
And I knew that as soon as they came in, how loud they were when they came in, this was going to be a problem. At one point, they were getting kind of obnoxious. I turned around. I asked them, I said, is this going to be going on all evening? They looked at me with a smirk of disrespect, as if, just shooing me away. Then they continue to do it, and they did it a while, a few minutes later, when the movie actually started, and that's when I lost it. And I got out of my seat, slowly walked up the stairs to them, and I used a couple of expletives that probably I shouldn't have used, but I basically said, if this continues, a couple more expletives, I'm going to make sure they get thrown out of the theater. And my anger was really getting to me. And finally, one of the other smartasses made a comment to me, and I said, that's it. And I just walked down the stairs and found the security guard or one of the management. And by the time I went to them, the four of them were walking out of the theater because they knew that they were going to be getting into trouble. And then tried to point their fingers at me, saying that I was being extremely rude to them in terms of the use of my language, which, understand, you know what? I probably should have come up with a couple of other different words than what I used, but I was just so upset and so frustrated with the lack of respect that a lot of these teens, you know, feel they can just act with impunity and, you know, no regard for others. And just I wasn't in a mood to have any of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was my frustration while you were just sitting there and really watching it's funny what sets us off. Like, you know, the car driving up, like, I didn't care. Like, okay, they're walking, taking the time.
No, if they didn't see us, I could get, you know, I understand that. But there were enough people there on the thing with the car that they saw, and they were just, like, not moving. And that's not right. And I understand that, you know, it's the Shabbos, and they're
right.
Allowed to walk
absolutely.
Wherever they want. But
of course.
At the same time, we're in a
just
community that is diverse.
Not, right,
and not
everybody is observing
right.
Shabbos, and everybody just has to
get along,
coexist, and respect
each. But the other piece that was, like, really annoying, too, because we were watching this movie, and then suddenly, as the movie got to the end, when it was really getting good, this couple behind us starts talking. Like, having a full-on conversation.
Like, we weren't even there.
Right.
Or like anybody else was there.
Exactly.
Like, they were sitting in their own living room while the TV was on.
Yeah, like, yelling at the screen or something. It was just so...
Like the way you do when things are going.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
So
you don't start, seriously, when things are happening to TV, you don't say, wait, don't do that.
Yeah, but it's my house.
Well, that's what they were doing.
Right, so they were talking. So, and the funniest thing, though, is that when we were at dinner, going back to the dinner conversation, there was a couple, and of course it was Valentine's Day, so there were couples there, and there was a couple sitting at their table, and if I tell you, I was watching as the girl was looking at her phone the entire time she was at dinner. After a certain point, I think they were in a fight, because there was no other way to explain why. Like, she was just looking at her phone and texting the entire time. But as you looked around the restaurant, everyone was looking at their phones and texting on Valentine's Day. And I just think that how weird is it that you're in a restaurant where you're supposed to be speaking with your partner and engaging in conversation, and you're disengaging by being on the phone and texting another person, but you go into a movie theater where you're not supposed to be talking and you have a full-on conversation with your partner. Like, what is wrong with people?
I don't understand.
I know, Santana.
It's hard to understand, isn't it? I know. So... Overall, I mean, listen, we still had a nice time.
We had a nice time, but the weather was a little iffy, and
the movie was decent.
And we also felt very badly because our poor dog was, we had anticipated someone in our family coming home earlier to take our dog out, and unfortunately, we wound up having to pick that person up. So our dog was in a crate for over 5 hours, and then we tried to get her to go to sleep. And she proceeded to then get up at 3 a.m. and would not stop crying until I took her outside. And then she got up again at like 6:30. And at that point, we woke up the person who's sleeping right now to go and walk her, because we weren't going to have anything of it. And so now we paid the price for keeping our poor dog in the crate for way too many hours.
Now she's trying to bust out of the room.
Now she's like, give me some of my stuff. Get me some
Son, treats. Can you get her a treat, please?
Yes.
Thank
give
you,
her
son.
Some treats or else she knows. She's like totally, that's what they say about dogs. They have the mind of a toddler. So if a toddler sees that you're on the phone, it's the toddler's going to come over and say, mommy, 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 until you get their attention. And she's doing mommy in dog speak.
Yeah, that's exactly what she said. Mommy.
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 Mommy, yeah.
What? Hi. From the old...
So rather than see 50 Shades of Grey, which incidentally, my Facebook feed was filled with friends who went to see it who thought it was god awful, which
really?
I expected it was going to be. I mean, don't ever believe the hype. The hype to this movie has been ridiculous. And they said that the movie was terrible. And I can understand why. Every time I've seen, like I said, the Dakota Johnson in interviews, she's just like a wet noodle. She's boring. So I can't imagine how interesting this, you know, movie is or good. And they're, so that's getting panned. We liked the movie last night. Black or White was good.
Let's give it a 7
okay.
out of 10. Yeah, that's our rating scale. 1
right.
to 10, 10 being the best. They give it a 7. What do you give it? Go.
Yeah, an 8. It was good.
Of course.
Well, it had some tears. It was good. I liked it. It had a little bit of drama at the end. It was very good. I, though, would love to see Still Alice. And that's with Julianne Moore. That would be a movie that you and I would go to.
Yes.
But it's only playing, I believe, in Bronxville. So maybe tonight we could leave the kids at home and go to a movie. If we can bear the Arctic temperatures, otherwise.
Did you say it's supposed to feel like minus 20?
Yeah, we may not.
Like our bathroom?
A movie. Yeah, like our bathroom. Our bathroom that has no heat.
So I was I went outside real quick to go get the New York Times in my long johns and my slippers.
And you almost died.
It is cold out there, but I was just thumbing through the New York Times Sunday edition here, and I go to the back, and the stories in the back. Yale bans fraternity for sexual misconduct violations. Attempts to foil an inquiry spurred by an initiation ceremony. And I gotta tell you, I don't understand how many more times we have to see these types of stories pop up over and over and over and over again.
Well, but what are they saying they did now?
The Yale fraternity, known for funneling students onto Wall Street careers, has been banned from conducting on-campus activities until August 2016. It's punishment for violating the university's sexual misconduct policy at an initiation ceremony last year and then trying to impede the resulting investigation the university announced this week. Disciplinary action against Sigma Alpha Epsilon, which comes less than a year after the University of Connecticut chapter of the state fraternity was banned from that campus for 5 years over hazing allegations, reflects the growing impatience of university officials toward groups that tolerate or foster sexual harassment and cover up their behavior. In a letter of apology signed by the Brothers of SAE and sent to members of the Yale community on Friday, the fraternity acknowledged that members had made a presentation at a ceremony last February that violated the university's policy on sexual misconduct and then tried to hinder the inquiry. In addition to the ban on campus activities, the fraternity is prohibited from communicating with university email systems and bulletin boards or using its name in connection with Yale University. The presentation was not supported by the fraternity, nor were the members of the fraternity made aware of the content of the presentation prior to its delivery. The fraternity wrote a letter. We're still trying to figure out what exactly happened. The university administration specified how members were. Yale's most recent semi-annual report on sexual misconduct, which details complaints made to university officials and the actions taken to address them, says that it punished a student organization for 2 years after investigating complaints of sexual harassment and retaliation. The report says the members of the group, which is not named, created a hostile environment. Citing its motto, the True Gentleman, SAE headquarters said it imposed sexual assault and harassment prevention training on the Yale chapter following the incident. The investigation also prompted the Yale chapter to change its initiation process, the group said in its letter. It doesn't really give a whole lot. I'm trying to figure out what actually happened. In 2011, a different Yale fraternity, Delta Kappa Epsilon, received a 5-year ban after members shouted sexually charged chants, including no means yes, on a residential quadrangle.
Okay.
So that's a lot of stuff. Again, where are these kids coming from? Like, what? I don't...
Where are they coming from? It's like...
You're supposed to think that these are well-educated kids, right? This sexual harassment issue is not something that popped up over the last
five years. Yeah, but well-educated, and it's also very privileged, and that they are superior, and they feel that they are, and they don't think that anything's going to happen to them, just like we had that story a couple weeks ago about what had happened in Scarsdale.
We never mentioned the town, by the way, until just now.
Okay, well.
So we won't go back.
We won't go back to that story, but it didn't come up in the news anyway, so it's kind of like,
okay.
But it's just that when you have a kid that grows up where they don't think that anything that they do is going to be wrong, because all through their life they've managed to make it to a place, all the way to a place like Yale, then there's a problem. I mean, but even throughout history, though, there are so many different cases. I mean, over the years, I mean, you look at, like, the Bill Cosby thing, right? And you hear all these women that said that they never would have said anything to him in the 70s, because that just wasn't what you did. You just took grin, you know, you just dealt with it, and you dealt with it yourself because you were the one who was at fault if you let yourself get that way. And now it's a different world. And you can't, and that would never happen. So I just think that a lot of the stuff that's been going on for years and years and years is just more places shining a light on it and having no tolerance for it.
There are three things that I always view as a zero tolerance policy for it, and the things that I find just morally repugnant. One, which is what we just touched upon, any form of sexual harassment,
of course,
right,
is bad.
Right, and any guy out there that, or kid, or thinks that he's, you know, thinks it's funny or is, you know, makes light of it, is really needs to be smacked. First and foremost, probably deserves a good beating.
Mm-hmm.
Because it creates so many problems in so many different ways that it's just a very frustrating to see that this type of behavior is tolerated by so many people, and there's no repercussion for it at an earlier stage, like before getting to college, right? I mean, this type of behavior just doesn't manifest itself when they show up on campus. This is stuff that's going on years before, during high school, how they act with girls and stuff like that. So that's my first point. The second thing is, you know, the thing that outraged me, anything against kids, right? That's the second where, you know, the Jerry Sandusky's of the world, the anything in terms of sexual molestation, how that, you know, we talk about how the church has for years covered things up. So that's another topic that always finds, you know.
We're getting into like heavy topics.
No, what I'm saying, like, I always say, like, one of the things that really outrage me when I see stuff about the sexual. When you see this stuff about the sexual harassment.
Can I just butt in? When I listen to this show afterwards, a lot of times the reason why Darren stays in and out is because he's like an attorney that's like pacing the courtroom. And I'm like, hello, the microphone's here.
That's because Beth squeezes me out of the area.
No, I don't.
Well, I was going. All right. Well, let me finish my saying. So that's the second thing is anything having to do with children really gets me upset. I'm sure as most people. And the third thing, too, is animals, right? Anything, any type of mistreatment of animals is another thing that really gets to me. And the theme is that you as an individual, as a person, don't take advantage of people or things that don't have a shot at fighting back against
don't
you.
Don't yell at me.
That's the bottom line.
Okay, stop yelling at me. Please. You're like out of control. Give the dog a treat. My God. You're like,
I'm yelling because our dog is screaming and you're looking at me to take care of her, okay?
Well, because I gave her a bunch of treats this morning. And I don't know what happened to her.
I will get a treat for our dog.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. So let's just get back into other news that's not as heavy and lightning charged as what you've been talking about. Aside from the freezing cold temperatures.
Dog treats are not really controversial, I think.
No, but we wound up, she's very happy because yesterday we took her to PetSmart. And
she loves going to PetSmart.
She loves going to PetSmart. She gets so super excited, but it's also because the treats there are awesome and she just loves getting, like, we got her some of her favorites.
And then once in a while, she likes finding a dog walking in the aisle, going up sniffing, and then all of a sudden, nervous pee.
Yeah. We kept trying to get her to go before she went into the store, but she just was so dying to go in.
She's like dying to get in. I know there's a dog in there I can play with. I know there's a dog.
I know. We have to find an indoor dog run or something for her, though. She's going
she's
a bit
a
stir
lot
crazy.
Of energy.
Yeah,
dog.
And she's going stir crazy
she
because
is.
It's freezing and we can't really take her outside.
Yeah, why don't you take her to the dog you know what today? That'll go well.
Yeah, right. I haven't been back since that horrible day.
By the way, how's that shake tasting?
It's okay. I'm not, you know, it's funny. I'm okay, so I'm down another half a pound, just to, if anyone's keeping track.
Which is phenomenal.
Okay, so down a pound and a half in
3.5 days.
3.5 days, which is really good.
So that's just, I want to put that
in perspective.
Wanna, right,
go ahead.
A pound and a half in 3.5 days means 3 pounds in a week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
If,
all right, so
this
just keep
true.
That in mind. Every
okay.
time you just...
Every time
it,
I get to
start. It's like, no, it's like savings. Every time you save up a little bit, you know, it adds up over time. Don't look at it.
The thing is that even though I've been following this thing, like last night when we went out for dinner, when you have sushi is high in sodium, and, you know, that kind of, I could have had probably a bigger weight loss, but there's certain things, choices.
We retain water and stuff.
Yeah. So there may have been contributing factors that could be another pound.
Yeah, I don't yell. I don't get all...
Well, exactly. So this morning I tried having the vanilla shake, which I am really not a vanilla fan.
No,
so
not.
I'm having issues. And I have a feeling, I think there's like a berry mixture that I probably gonna want to need to order.
That thing in the fridge, the water with the orange flavor, was that from this diet?
It was. It was sort of like a take this energy drink kind of thing. I thought it was good.
Terrible. You know what it tastes like? I actually like Tang. It reminded me of sort of like the magnesium drink that I was having.
Oh, come on.
I'm
seriously?
Seriously. A couple years ago, right before I had my first colonoscopy.
Yeah,
okay.
That's a real endorsement for all
right. That's what it reminded me of.
I didn't think it tasted like that. I thought it had like an orange flavor.
Oh, how many of them
that.
Have you had so far?
No, this is only the first one. Everything, my senses are like, oh, this tastes good. Anyway, so I had this drink. I did buy those Flavorganics, but I didn't know what to put in it this morning, so I put in the hazelnut. It's okay. It's just, vanilla is just never my favorite thing. I'm not a milk kind of person anyway, so I have a hard time. I think eventually when I could start throwing fruit in this thing and dressing it up with some berries, it'll be a lot different.
When do you get to do that?
Well, this thing is 30 days of this, like, stark measures, but I think once I'm down to at least close to what I want to be, then I can start improvising. My friend was saying that a friend of hers only does one shake a day every day, and she still has
one shake a day, but with other meals.
With
Except
other meals,
she's not just eating one shake.
No. She's doing that with other meals, so that is proving to be beneficial for her. So I figure, okay, we'll be strict from at the beginning, and then I'll loosen it up as it goes on, and hopefully it'll all be good. But yeah, so I did this. I managed to find, like I said, this Flavorganics. It turns out that Mrs. Green sells Flavorganics, so I didn't even have to order it online. I could have gone to Mrs. Green's and just bought it.
What was the thing you were saying at dinner yesterday about Amazon?
Oh, yeah. So Darren was talking about what stock should we buy. Like,
the reason why it came up is, I think I mentioned in the past, our son actually has he has his own stock account through Scottrade, and one of the stocks that he was getting hammered with for a while was World Wrestling Entertainment, WWE. He bought some, whatever, in the low 20s, and then went down to like $11 a share, but he actually bought some more. And I don't know what the news was, but the stock was up over like 30% this past week. So I mentioned it. I'm like, way to stick with it. That was good on your part. And then I was just talking around the table. I said, well, what's the next big theme out there or trend that we could start looking into and so that our son might be able to invest in. And that's when that brought up Amazon.
Yeah, I was on Facebook yesterday where as everyone knows, I get all my news, or most of my news. And one of my Facebook friends, who happens to be a writer, talked about how, she said, how did I never know about Amazon Fresh? It's cheaper to order from it, and it was awesome. And so I right away went on Amazon Fresh to see if it's in our neighborhood, and it's not yet. But what's really cool about it is that I guess businesses subscribe to Amazon Fresh, and you're able to get food from local businesses in the area, and then I guess they deliver it. I have to look up and see what exactly they do. because I don't know whether or not you can get it the same day or here it is, Amazon Fresh. It's a subsidiary of Amazon.com, and it revived the business model ordering groceries online for home delivery, because obviously a lot of people are now doing that. So it says local shops and restaurants. So you could shop by your, you can order food from a local restaurant. You can shop your bestsellers. You can shop recipes. There's like, you know, everything from bananas, so fruits and veggies and poultry and everything. The only issue is that you have to, it has to be in your area. When I put in our zip code, it wasn't. If you live in New York City, it is there. So what I'm thinking is, look at this. How awesome is this? Bakery, cheese, eggs, everything.
It's amazing what Amazon is.
It's amazing. So it says organic groceries delivered right to your door. Shop now. So my feeling is if we're going to invest in something, it's very possible, I'm sure, that Amazon Fresh will make it here eventually.
Amazon Fresh is part of
Amazon. So,
and the stock, I think, has just been a ridiculous tear for God knows how long.
So what is it up to now?
I have to take a look at the stock price, but I know it's been one of the best investments.
Well, I have to tell you, I mean, and it's we've been going back and forth about the post office and how I swear it's like, how does the post office go out of business? They're a government-run agency, but they're on their way to being put out of business. I ordered something for our daughter right before February 1st, and it initially was sent via UPS. And I have a tracking number, and it claims that on February 3rd, they dropped it off at the Scarsdale post office. Yes, I'm saying Scarsdale. And it still has not arrived, and it is now February 15th. There's no excuse.
And just for people who are confused out there, yes, we live in New Rochelle, but we have a Scarsdale PO, so we get our stuff from the Scarsdale
mail system. So I'm livid. Meanwhile, before I started this diet, my friend said that I should get this special blender where you could do like one drink at a time. And I had an Amazon gift card for $25. So I figured it's perfect. I'll order it on my gift card because it was $25. I ordered it on a Sunday and it arrived on a Tuesday. And that was like and the shipping was free. It was like a crazy thing. I mean, that's quality. That's amazing. I didn't have to worry about anything. I just went right to it. I think from now on, for the most part, I want to order my stuff on Amazon if I can, just because it gets there.
Yeah.
It should be like Amazon. It gets there. That should be the tagline. As opposed to the post office.
Not Amazon. We're going to eventually dominate the world because we are capable of pretty much anything now.
Yeah, they have drones that are... There was something about the FAA trying to regulate their drones that are going to deliver stuff too. It's like
for Amazon.
Robots. Delivering your stuff.
Well, Google is doing the same thing, right? Does Google have drones that they want?
But Amazon, is the Amazon drones actually delivering? Like, I'm confused. Are these drones, like, actually delivering items, like carrier pigeons?
I don't know.
I think Amazon's doing. Google's not delivering products.
Well, they'll be able to if they want to, right?
I mean, that would cut out shipping.
We are eventually becoming like the Jetsons, right? We should look back on that show, on the Jetsons, and see all the stuff that had going on in it and see how much of our society is evolving towards that, right? I mean,
yeah, it's pretty cool. It's very cool. But anyway, so I'm going to make a concerted effort. I'm going to make a concerted effort to try and use
You're
Amazon.
Not singing with me, boys. I used to love the Jetsons. Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, but that's why I said we should invest in it. But if it's really up to a lot of money, I don't know.
So, and another thing in the New York Times, in emails, Disney worried about measles depiction, which is kind of relevant now since a lot of people are on winter break.
Yeah.
It says as a measles outbreak spread last month, Disneyland executives sent a series of emails to California health officials asking them to emphasize that the theme park was not responsible for the illnesses. It was safe to visit, documents obtained by the Associated Press show. There is no evidence that Disneyland or health officials who incorporated at least some of the theme park suggestions tried to play down the seriousness of the outbreak or misled the public, nor is it unusual for companies to try to get the ear of public officials during a crisis. What Disney was trying to say is this had nothing to do with us. It has to do with all the wackos out there
that don't vaccinate.
Who continue to believe that not vaccinating their children is a smart choice. That's what Disney wanted to say.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that's how it came across the email. This is not our fault. Go blame the morons out there decided that it was a good idea not to get their kids vaccinated for measles. I didn't realize that measles was declared eliminated from the United States in 2000. I didn't realize that. I never knew it was actually
completely.
They actually said it was eliminated. For some reason, I always thought that was, you know, something that still went around, just a very limited extent. That's another thing that I'm going to be calm about it, but that's another whole issue that got me very angry of late. A lot less that I've calmed down since the whole measles outbreak. But you actually have something new today, right? Yeah, or not new, but you haven't done it in a while.
I got to leave. I got to go play tennis.
Beth is going to play some tennis without me.
Without Darren. I'm going with my friend Linda. I haven't played in a long time.
Not outdoors.
I'm not going out.
No, yeah.
But I'm looking forward to it.
People do play, what is it, paddle tennis?
Pickleball.
No, it's called paddle tennis?
Platform tennis.
Platform tennis.
Well, she had said to me, she goes, yeah, I've been playing platform tennis too outside. I'm like, no.
No, that's not Beth. Beth does not do that.
So I am actually going to get dressed because we have a 10:30 appointment at the tennis club.
You do? Okay. And yeah. I actually got to get ready soon too. We're going to take our son over to baseball practice.
All right. So I'm sorry that our show was so heated today. I don't know what was all the anger.
Well,
started out being nice and then it became like angry.
Yeah. Certain things I start reading things and I become very upset about it and then all of a sudden the dog gets involved and starts barking and then you start telling me that people can't hear me because I'm walking over there, so I try to be heard. I'm going to try to balance it out from now on.
Okay. Well, and while we've been here, look at this.
Beth finished her vanilla shake. Okay, so you've had your vanilla shake. I asked, when we woke up this morning, I asked Beth what time she was going to have her shake. She goes, I'm going to have to wait a little bit. I want to space it out. I don't want to have it too soon. So you just finished it now. When's the next? It's 9:43. When's the next time you can have something?
Well, I can have my snack, which look like Flintstones vitamins, in an hour. But I can, I would say.
Is the snack the almond? That's not the almond, though.
No, the snack are these Flintstone vitamins. seriously. And then after that, I'll probably have lunch around like 1.
Real quick, cause what were we saying about the almonds? Like, you can have a snack.
You can. You know what your snack is? Almonds or cashews? Six.
Because you know how many almonds you can have to make in a snack? I knew where it was going, and I knew it was obviously going to be low the way Beth was saying it, so I guess 8. And she goes, you'd be wrong. You can have 6 almonds as your snack.
So yesterday, when I went to Mrs. Green's, I bought a bag full of cashews because I like cashews better than almonds. And I literally, like, in lieu of the Flintstones vitamin snack, I had the cashews. But I spaced it out, so I had 3, and then I started doing my business, and then an hour later, I had 3 more.
Oh, my God. I feel like you're
I'm like on a desert island, rationing out cashews.
Like Tom Hanks on Castaway or in the movie Alive.
I know that you're proud of me because we were at the movie theater yesterday, and you and our son to the bathroom and popcorn.
Yeah, we came into the theater. We just purchased a soda for our son and a medium-sized bag of popcorn. As soon as we get to our seats, I take off my jacket, and I say, okay, I'm going to run to the restroom real quick, ask your son if he wanted to go too. I didn't expect him to say yes, to be honest. And he said, yeah, I need to go also. So he turns around... He keeps the soda in the holder and takes the bag of popcorn and turns to Beth and says, here, Mom. I'm like, oh, that's not good. I said, we can't do that. I said, why don't I go to the bathroom first and then you'll go next. And Beth goes, no, it's okay. I'll be okay. So we put the bag of popcorn on the with her we walk down the aisle and turn back a couple of times and at least we didn't catch you.
No, I didn't. I did not have a single piece of popcorn. I mean, I am dedicated.
People can't appreciate that the way I can right now. That is huge.
I'm dedicated. I am determined. It's now or never. And we've got, the bar mitzvah coming up right around the corner.
The river bend.
Just right. And I want to look damn good. So
you already look damn good. You're just going to be sizzling.
Thank you. Woo, that's nice. All right. Well, on that note, I got to go play some Tetris.
All right.
So thanks for stopping by.
Stay classy.